I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in the series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Night on Disco Mountain. This week's song takes us on a journey from 19th century Russia to the dance floors of 1970s New York via Walt Disney, with detours to Richard Strauss and Malcolm Arnold, and asks, can popular and classical music be successfully amalgamated? To begin at the beginning, in 1867, Russian composer Modest Mussorgsky completed Night on Bald Mountain, a turbulent tone poem that depicted a witch's Sabbath. The work was never performed in his lifetime, but after his death, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov came up with his own arrangement, and it is this version classical audiences have come to know. The work's swirling strings and ominous horns vividly conjure up a dark and blasted scene, so it was no surprise that in the late 1930s, when Walt Disney was making the animated compendium Fantasia, Night on Bald Mountain found its way into the film in a truly scary sequence featuring a vast bat demon, flying skeletons, and all manner of Sabbathy strangeness. Conductor Leopold Stokowski came up with his own arrangement for the film. Disney's ambition with Fantasia was to find a meeting point between high culture and popular entertainment. The results were at times schmaltzy, but at its best, as with the Mussorgsky sequence, it's impressive. Thirty-odd years later, in a similar attempt to forge links between high and popular culture, a new musical genre was emerging from the bedrooms and music rooms of Britain: progressive rock. Complex time signatures, changes of tempo, sophisticated lyrics, this was music that took itself very seriously, as bands such as Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Yes strove to push the boundaries of rock music. There was a concomitant ambition to show that rock could be just as valid as classical music. Thus, Deep Purple's Concerto for Group and Orchestra was performed at the Royal Albert Hall in 1969, conducted by Malcolm Arnold. "What's it like to be with us squares?" Arnold asks Purple's keyboardist John Lord during rehearsals in the BBC's concert film. And thus, ELP incorporated classical works such as Pictures at an Exhibition, another Mussorgsky piece, into their music. The problem with much of this rock classical stuff was that it simply wasn't very good. At the time, the Deep Purple Concerto seemed like the harbinger of an exciting new world, but today it just sounds crude and plodding, while ELP's classical adventures seem to be little more than launch pads for keyboardist Keith Emerson's noodling. Prog rock as a genre still has a substantial following. Last month, the Progressive Music Awards took place in London, naming Tony Banks of Genesis 2015's Prog God. But essentially, the rock classical project withered on the vine in the 1970s. The jazz world made somewhat more successful forays into this territory, most famously with French pianist Jacques Lussier's Plays Bach series. Also in 1973, Brazilian keyboardist Eumir Deodato released a stunning, funk-driven version of Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra. Then along came disco, the apparent antithesis of classical music, with its elemental rhythms and repetitive nature. And yet it was disco that finally achieved a synthesis of the popular and the classical in two recordings that made it onto the soundtrack of the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever. First, musician and composer Walter Murphy disco-fied Beethoven's Fifth Symphony with A Fifth of Beethoven. Meanwhile, David Shire was composing original music for the film and came up with a disco version of Mussorgsky's piece, renamed Night on Disco Mountain. It was a triumph, the urgent downbeats of Mussorgsky's music chiming with the disco groove. This was a musical drama you could dance to. Given that his original piece featured a great deal of witchy dancing, Mussorgsky surely would have approved.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.